From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The United Nations takes aim at the racial divide in the United States. UN human rights experts called on the United States and its leadership today to unequivocally and unconditionally condemn racist hate speech and crimes and to carry out investigations. The statement issued by the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination stopped short of criticizing U.S. President Trump by name, but it did say the committee was disturbed by the failure at the highest political level of the United States to unequivocally reject and condemn the racist, violent events and demonstrations. Trump revved up supporters Tuesday with a defense of his response to a white supremacist organized rally in Virginia.
Here's what I said on Saturday. We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is me speaking. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's me speaking on Saturday, right after the event. So I'm condemning the strongest possible terms, egregious display, hatred, bigotry, and violence. Okay, I think you can't do much better, right?
Well, at the U.S. president's rally in Phoenix, however, Mr. Trump omitted the phrase he used in his original comments, leveling criticism on both sides of the demonstration. At the Phoenix rally, President Trump said he is willing to risk a budget crisis in order to honor a campaign pledge to build what he called an absolutely necessary wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He told the crowd, if we have to close down the government, we are going to build that wall. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy has relieved the commander of the 7th Fleet after several collisions involving warships, including one Monday that killed 10 U.S. sailors. Vice Admiral Joseph Alcoin was due to retire in January, but his departure was moved up after the USS John McCain became the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. The Navy revealed Tuesday that divers had recovered human remains from the ship, which suffered significant damage. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what led to the collision with a Liberian tanker ship near the Strait of Malacca, near Singapore. Navy photos show a gaping hole below the waterline on the destroyer's port side, some sleeping areas and communication rooms flooded as a result. Officials in Yemen say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes, hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a and killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. The Associated Press quotes the officials as saying an estimated number of 60 people have been killed in the strikes Wednesday morning. It was not immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located in Arhab, about 35 kilometers or 22 miles north of Sana'a. Aid agencies are warning that thousands of Iraqi civilians trapped in the Islamic State-controlled city of Tal Afar face great danger as they try to flee escalating fighting.
No one knows how many civilians remain in Tal Afar. Humanitarian agencies have been unable to enter this Iraqi city since Islamic State militants captured it in 2014. However, the agencies estimate the city's pre-conflict population stands at around 200,000. The United Nations reports more than 30,000 people have fled Tal Afar district since April, with thousands more remaining behind. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahecic says,
people leaving Tal Afar are walking long distances to reach safety without food or water, at times up to 20 hours, and in scorching heat.
Mahecic warns Iraqi civilians inside Tal Afar are likely to be held as human shields by IS militants, and those who attempt to flee could be shot. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's military chief reacted strongly today to President Donald Trump's accusations that Islamabad takes billions of dollars in aid money from Washington and then helps militants plotting deadly terrorist attacks against American troops in Afghanistan. General Qamar Javed Bajwa told the U.S. ambassador in a meeting at Pakistan ME Army headquarters in Rawalpindi, we're not looking for any material or financial assistance from the USA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.